brief age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
The law of seed, time and harvest is an error of translation. It's actually the law of seed. As long as the heart remains, seed, time and harvest. That is the correct rendition. So we are going to pray this morning. Anything that will attack your seed this year is your enemy of progress. Sicknesses and diseases can attack yours, can be your seed that will not allow you to plant. You want to make effort this year, but when there is a sickness and ailment in your life, I am sorry to announce to you, you may not be able to make any effort. Laziness is another enemy. Complacency, excuses. These are enemies of your harvest. Your enemies of your progress this year. I'd like you to raise your voice unto God this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, I destroy and paralyze every enemy of my seed this year. Every enemy of my effort this year. Raise your voice and begin to destroy them now. Paralyze them this morning. Every enemy of my planting. Every enemy of my efforts. Everything that will not allow you to make effort this year is an enemy. Complacency is an enemy. Making excuses all the time is an enemy. Satanic oppression is an enemy. I like you to pray. Yes. I like you to cry to God this morning. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Please, you can have your seat. I want to welcome you to church this morning. Thank you, choir. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and on behalf of my Father in the Lord, who is absent here again this morning, but is here with us in the Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is also here, I'd like you to welcome your neighbor this morning and say, you are welcome. You are welcome to the house of God. Our anchor scripture for this month is Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. This is how we will be teaching this morning. But I want you to please give me your listening here. Within the ambit of my time, I'm going to drop some gems that I want you to take home this morning. God speaking here. He said, while the heart remaineth, for the purpose of this seed time and harvest and cold and heat and summer and winter and day and night shall not cease. I want to drop with us this morning some certain truths about this particular scripture. I want you to know that the kingdom of God that you and I belong to is governed by principles, laws, and system. The kingdom of God is operated based upon principles, upon laws, and system. And this is one of the irrefutable laws in the kingdom. Seed, time, and harvest. The correctness of applying these principles is what is going to give your life spiritual stamina. It's going to give your life spiritual stability and make your life to be very predictable. When you correctly apply these laws in the kingdom to your life, it gives you stability and predictability. That is what it does for you. The laws of the kingdom, the law of seed, time, and harvest. Listen to me. It matters to God. The process that brings about your testimony. Yes. It matters to God. So that there will be no confusion about the sustainability of the testimony that you are carrying about. Because I am looking for a child, I go to an Osun shrine and baby comes. God is not glorified in that process. And that is the truth. He is not glorified in a process that is not involved in that process with you. Seed. There is a time for seed. There is a time to wait. There is a time for harvest. That is the first thing that I want you to know about this Genesis chapter 8 verse 32. It matters to him the process that gives birth to your miracle. Another thing that you must know about this scripture is that it is whatsoever a man soweth. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. He said, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that is what he's going to reap. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Seed is very central to God. Yes. Everything in life is about seed. Everything in life is about seed. It's so central to teach us, to give us an intelligence about how this world system runs. The birth of another life is as a result of seed. When a man and a woman comes together, they marry, they get married. And when they marry for love. When some of us who are married, they are when we got married. You did not tell your wife, see, madam, I want children. That is why I'm marrying you. No. I married my wife for love. But as time goes on, when we begin to express ourselves, on our marital bed, the issue of seed came in. And children started coming in. Another life is giving birth to through seed. God, in John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son as a seed. So that he could gain so many other sons into the kingdom. Please listen to me this morning. Your physical birth was as a result of seed. Your spiritual birth was as a result of seed. In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, the Bible says, he said, by faith, he said, for by grace are you saved through faith. There is a seed of faith that you sowed before you became born again. You sowed something. Your life is a seed. Philippians chapter 1 verse 21. He said, for to me to live is Christ. That means my existence in this world, I am using it for Christ. I am a seed planted by God so that I can bring the multifaceted dimensions of God into this earth realm. I am a seed here. Isaiah 43 verse 21. He said, these people have I formed for myself to show forth my praise or my glory as the grace may be. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10. He said, for we are his workmanship created unto good works. You are a seed here on earth, and God is expecting something from you. Matthew chapter 25:24-26. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, we all know this story. It's actually started from verse 14. I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown. Somebody was given a seed, but he refused to plant that seed. It is, whatsoever you sow, if you don't invest in your life this year, never blame God for your outcome. Verse 25. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the heart. Verse 26. Look at what Jesus called this man. What the master called that servant that was given one talent. His Lord answered and said unto him, you are a wicked man. You are a wicked and lazy man. Please, do something in the area of your destiny this year. The number three thing that I want us to know about this Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. Between your seed, that is where I'm going this morning, and your harvest, something comes in between. And that is your time. Come on now. Something between when you planted that seed and when you are expecting harvest, something is standing. We are going to pray this morning. The devil, because he knows, in this earth realm that you and I live, we are governed by time. Whether you are 200 years, whether you are 969 years like Methuselah, you will die one day. Everybody will die. We do not have a permanent residency here. We don't have a continuous city here. Every man will die. Jacob said, behold, I die. Every man will die. And so the devil waits. He attacks the time of people. He prolongs their manifestation. He delays. Sometimes he denies because of the brevity of life. The Bible says, while men slept, his enemies came. We are looking at a farmer. God planted something good in each and every one of us. But the devil, another farmer, came. He planted another seed. Seed of delay. Stagnation. Covenants. And so many destinies are living their lives as if God does not answer prayers again. The devil is a liar. Time. I want to share with us again three principles about time. Please listen to me this morning. It's a teaching program. It's a teaching meeting. I have not come this morning in the persuasive words of human wisdom. I have come to drop some things that as you go home, we may not be able to exhort some of these prayers, but when you go home, please go and pray. Time. My time, your time is regulated by three factors. Three factors regulate my time and your time. The first factor is what is called the law of process. The law of process says that there are some certain manifestations in the world that has been regulated by God. Certain things may not happen in your life until when there is an appointed time for it. It's an uncomfortable truth, but you need to hear this. I like prayer. I like to fast by His grace. But I have learned, like Job. He said, all the days of my appointed time, I will wait till my change comes. There is an appointed time for that miracle in your life. Your being able to fast for 100 days will not alter it. Listen to me this morning. I love to pray, but I am telling you the truth about life. That you can fast and pray may not alter certain things in your life. Except you want to force the door to open. And the door will open. God will open the door for you. Abraham forced the door of Ishmael to open. God did not say anything. God allowed him. But that is not in the perfect will of God for your life. Because we will discover later that what he gave battle was not fighting the child of promise. So that your testimony will not be fighting the promises of God in your life. When you force some doors open. Doors will open. Yes, I know. I cannot say because I am pregnant or a woman is pregnant. And that woman will say, now after 3 months, I am tired of carrying this baby. Now call all the intercessors around. Call all the most anointed men around. I want to give birth to this baby. That is not a perfect gift of God. 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. It's not the perfect gift of God. You must wait. The woman must wait 9 months for that baby to come. Never force any door to open. Be very discerning this year. There are some times God will tell you, my son, my daughter, please wait. I am taking you through a process. Don't forget I said it's a law process. Except you want to route it through another means. You can go ahead, but this is not my will for you. The law of process regulates the time of every man here on earth. The second thing that I want us to know about this law, about these things that regulate our time. Is that through your obedience to spiritual principles, you can fast track some dimensions in your life. That is the truth. Through your deep insight, revelation and knowledge from the Word of God, certain possibilities of God can become manifest in your life through knowledge. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 9. Proverbs 11 verse 9. The part B of it. But true knowledge shall the just be delivered. True ignorance shall the just be in captivity. A man will remain on the ground until knowledge comes. Arise, shine, for your light has come. For knowledge has come. Ezekiel chapter 2 from verse 1. Ezekiel chapter 2, please. And he said unto me, son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. Verse 2. And something entered, the spirit of revelation. The Spirit of God entered. That is when that man got up. That man was still sitting down until the Spirit entered him. There is something that must be inside of you that will give you a leverage over every other situation in life. I said during Extra Project that this kingdom that we belong to is a kingdom of information. You must be sufficiently equipped with information in this world. There are great mysteries that you need to search the Word of God. What is the mystery for this dimension? You need to know. Jesus said, this kind goeth not, except by what? Prayers and fasting. There are some dimensions that prayers and fasting will not solve. Knowledge is what will solve it. It is not every demon that you cast out. Some demons is not as a result of spiritual attack. You just need to get information. Information is key. So, I can, through my knowledge, speed the process of my manifestation. And I can, through ignorance, slow down the manifestation of God in my life. God is not involved again. He has done everything he needed to do. It is now left in your hands. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, he said, my people are destroyed. These are not unbelievers. My people, the people of God, destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the number three thing which we want to pray about this morning, about the things that regulate a man's time, is spiritual attack. Spiritual limitation. Spiritual satanic hindrances. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. Paul speaking here. Wherefore we would have come unto you, even I, Paul. There are so many things that want to come to you. Favor wants to come. Help wants to come. Fruitfulness wants to come. But he said, once and again, this adversary called Satan hindered us. A man can be hindered and it will slow down his journey in this life. That is why I said, I want you to be very discerning. I spoke about process. This process that I'm going through, is it as a result of satanic interruption? That is what is called delay. This process that I'm going through, is it as a result of God telling me, my son, wait. I am taking you through a process. Satanic hindrances are real. Please believe what I'm saying this morning. Satanic hindrances are real. Praise the Lord. There are people listening to me this morning whose time is under serious attack. Your time has been hijacked by the devil. I want you to look at your life sincerely. Are you satisfied with this level of achievement in your life? I am not. No. Bible says, for we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. I know there are great deposits of God in this man that is standing before you. But there has been an interruption. Come on now. I am being sincere with you. I thank God for what he has done. But certainly, this cannot be the best of God for my life. No, sir. I am grateful for what he has done. But this definitely cannot be the best of God for me. Somebody, you are hearing this morning, this is not the version of God for your life. That is the truth. You are more than this. This is not your huhuru. This is not your elbow. God is still taking you far. The path of a just is like a shining light. I am not bothered about your level of resolve, but it can be more. Somebody say it can be more. Yes. Believe it. It can be more. This message is for those who know that there can be more in their life. Some of us, we struggle to go to school. Struggle right from our primary school. We struggle to enter the university. You struggle to get job. You struggle to graduate. Come on now. This is not why God created you. He did not create you to come and struggle in this heart. Believe it this morning. God did not create you. No, God is not wicked. He said, for the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 29:11. The plan of God for you is greater than what you are currently dispensing. There is more of God for your life. I know it. And every day I cry before God. It can be more. No. It can be more. I did not give us the title. I'm sorry. The title is Time Redemption Strategies. Write it down. I'm sorry. Time Redemption Strategies. And this is where I am at the moment. There are strategies that can bring you out of this mess. Divine strategies that can bail you out of this predicament you are currently going through. Number one, divine strategy is mercy and favor. Not man's, of course, man cannot have mercy on you. Man can only pity you. God, the prerogative of mercy is with God. He said, I will have mercy. Man can never have mercy on you. They can only pity your condition. No, it is not, man is not wired to have mercy. So when you say, I have mercy on you, it's a lie. You only pity me. Mercy, I call it the game changer in the equation of life. Mercy is like a master key that opens the door for every dimension of God in your life. Psalm 102:13. It is the master key that opens the door for help. It is the master key that opens the door of favor. God was speaking. He said, I will arise and have mercy on Zion. For what? For the time to favor her. Look at the set time again. But God, through mercy, can rout your life and tell the devil enough is enough. Lift your hand over this destiny. The mercy of God. Listen to me. Like our Father in the Lord, we always say that there is nothing that mercy cannot take from God. Mercy is the master key. Please pray for mercy every day. Every other dimension comes naturally when you obtain the mercy of God. Mercy upon Zion. Mercy. Mercy is not only for sinners. Mercy is also for saints. It is not when I sinned that I go before God and say, God, have mercy on me. Because it is possible that someone is beside you while you are praying for mercy and you say, oh, that man has sinned. Mercy is for saints. Those who know that they are not sufficient in themselves to make anything happen in their lives. Mercy. Please pray the prayer of mercy every time. It's a major weapon that can compress your time, that can bail you out of the delay and stagnation that the enemy has put you. Favor is what you need that can suddenly change your life. Favor of God. Have favor with God and have favor with man. Never say, I only need favor with God. You are not correct. You are right, but you are not totally correct. Favor with God and favor with man. The second bailout system, the second thing that can redeem your time is divine restoration. Divine restoration. Joel chapter 2 verse 25. I am always excited anytime I read this scripture. I am excited because the God that I serve is a God of restoration. I don't know what I have lost, but when this scripture comes to my mind, I am very, very excited. God speaking here, not man. And I, God, will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar. Look at all these terrible spirits. Palmerworm, my great army, which I sent among you. Restoration. Restoration is a means of deliverance for someone whose time has been wasted. Job chapter 42 verse 10. Someone whose life has been interrupted. God can use restoration to compress the time that you have wasted. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. I guess in 2 Kings chapter 6. When some certain prophets, 2 Kings chapter 6, maybe verse 6, when some prophets came to Elijah and said the axe head fell into the water. And the man of God, thank you. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, talking about restoration. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim. Can you see? Let me see verse 7, please. Go back to verse 6. Talking about restoration, the axe head fell. But the man of God did something that made the axe head to rise up again. Oh my God. I want us to pray. The third one is the ministry of a genuine prophet. From that scripture that we just read, I am not talking about just any prophets. They are everywhere. Whose service is according to their belly, looking for gullible and ignorant believers that they will squeeze. Beware of them. They are everywhere. I am talking about the ministry of a genuine prophet that can come over your life and tell the devil, remove your hand from the life of this man. Enough is enough. That is the assignment of prophets. Prophets are not just those who will come to you and will give you scary prophecies. No. That is not their assignment. By the reason of their assignment, by the reason of their call, by the reason of the office by which God has called them to be, they are to release speed and acceleration into your life. That they will shift your life from where you are at the moment and take you to the dimension that God wants you to be. That is the ministry of a prophet. Enough of all these pseudo-prophets around. Jesus gave us, please help me to Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. Luke chapter 22, 31. Jesus gave prophets a template here of how to operate. Media, please. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Verse 32. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. This is my formula for you as a prophet. Through the eyes of the Spirit, Jesus was able to see the things that the devil wanted to do in the life of Peter. And Jesus said, I have prayed for thee. That is the duty of a prophet over your life. That they will tell you, yes, Satan wants to do this, but I have prayed for you. He will not perform his enterprise over your life. He says, strengthen thy prophet. Show them this system. Not just scaring you and tell you to go and bring all manners of things. The fourth one, by the anointing. By the anointing. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Burdens will slow down the speed of a man. Someone was trying to explain yoke. He said it's like putting a camel and a donkey side by side. When the camel takes one step, the donkey will still be taking the three or four steps. So the journey of that camel is slowed down. That is what yoke does in the lives of people. But through the anointing this morning, by the reason of the oil of God this morning, every yoke that has been placed upon your destiny and journey, they shall be removed in the name of Jesus. I want us to stand up this morning. I want us to pray. This year, for someone that will say a very good amen, God will accelerate the journey of your life in the name of Jesus. Every man or woman saying 2021 is not your time, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Please pray that prayer. Every man or woman saying 2021 is not my year, fall down and die in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and begin to pray now. I have just 5 minutes to leave this place. Every man or woman that has vowed that 2021, I will not have something to show. My journey will be stunted. My journey will not move forward. I command the powers. I command the man or the woman to fall down and die this morning. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to pray, oh Lord, open the door of mercy to me. Let the door open other doors for me this year. Raise your voice and begin to pray. Oh Lord, open the door of mercy for me. Don't forget I said mercy is a master key. Lord, open the door of mercy. Let the door of favor open for me. Let the door of help open for me. Let the door of academic excellence open for me. Pray this morning. Pray this morning. Reba shakata ba 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 ba. Rekete keteriande. Rekete lebo shata yagada ba ba. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 12. Media. Isaiah 58 verse 12. We want to pray. We want to ask God to restore. Isaiah 58. This is not the one that I want. I'd like us to pray for restoration this morning. I'd like us to cry unto God and say, oh Lord, restore. What have you lost? Oh Lord, restore. What gifts have you lost? What has been taken? What is it that has been taken from you? I'd like you to pray. Oh Lord, restore. Restore this morning. Restore this morning. Oh God, restore. Oh God, restore. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, restore. Is it your health? I'd like you to pray this morning. Have you lost something? I'd like you to pray this morning. Oh Lord, restore. As you pray, I'd like to invite you. Our mama in the house to round up the meeting. I'd like you to pray. Oh Lord, restore. Restore to me, oh God. Restore to me, oh God.
Is somebody praying this morning? Are you demanding your restoration? Are you demanding your restoration this morning? The Lord said He will restore to us. He said He will restore the years that the locusts, the cankerworm, the palmworm, and the caterpillars had eaten. He said He will restore it. Is somebody demanding for restoration this morning? Is somebody asking for Israel restoration this morning? In the house this morning, somebody came up to share testimonies of how the Lord restored to her the lost years. You are here in the house this morning. It is your turn. It is your turn for restoration. Are you demanding your own restoration this morning? Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up our voice unto you and we cry out unto you. We demand for restoration this morning. Restoration of lost times. Restoration of lost years. We demand for restoration this morning. Thank you, our God and our Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Surely as you have spoken in the hearing of the Lord this morning, so will the Lord do for you in the name of Jesus. I said, so will the Lord do for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lifehouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.